Did you ever experience anyone from Secretary Kennedy's office interfering with the work of the CDC?
There is, you know, public evidence of the intent to interfere with the science at CDC. Recently, the release of the documents that helped form one of the ACIP work groups on COVID-19 really demonstrate where interference will be coming. And so very specifically, this document that puts together the work group that provides inputs to the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices states that the chair of the work group, who is a staunch opponent to COVID-19 vaccine, who on his Twitter has a pinned tweet that says that no one should ever get the COVID vaccine and it should be banned, is now the head of that and has been given authority to guide CDC's science. And additionally, that document says that his role is to make sure that CDC bias does not permeate the work group. CDC does not have bias. On the contrary, the people that have been installed by Secretary Kennedy are full of ideology and bias that will actually contaminate the science. So I think that we have evidence that this is coming. And I think that the other part that we're seeing is that decisions are being made and data is being retrofitted to be able to address the decision. I think that that is really a clear sign that the direction that the country's public health is going is not one that is evidence-based or science-based, which is why our resignations are really together are trying to raise a red flag for everyone. An important thing to ask the secretary is, has he been ever briefed by a CDC expert on anything, specifically measles, COVID-19, flu? I think that people should ask him that in that hearing.
What would the answer to that one. Be?
The answer is no. So no one from my center has ever briefed him on any of those topics.
Really?
So I don't know where he's getting his, really.
No one has ever briefed him on any of those issues that you just mentioned there, including measles, given the outbreak in the United States right now?
He's getting information from somewhere. Yeah, he's getting information from somewhere, but that information is not coming from CDC experts.